USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending his call to raise the corporate tax rate to pay for a massive infrastructure plan he has put before Congress.
What's going to grow America more? The super wealthy having to pay 3.9% less tax, or have an entire generation having associate degrees?
The president speaking at the White House. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is no fan of that package, saying it's way too broad.
What we're willing to do, I say we, the Republicans are willing to do, is to talk to the administration about an infrastructure package that's really about infrastructure.
Stocks are mixed, but the Dow setting a new record on Wednesday at the close. The Dow was up 97 points to finish at 34,230. The S&P gaining 3, while the NASDAQ losing 51. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot late Tuesday night after being set up by an attacker. That's according to authorities. Officer Brian Sherman, a 2-year veteran of the Nashville Police Department, was responding to a call that there was an active shooter when he was hit by gunfire. 3 other officers responded to the house when they were almost immediately hit by gunfire. Sherman was hit by a bullet in the upper arm. Betsy Smith is the National Police Association spokeswoman. She tells Fox News these attacks on police officers has to stop.
We've got police officers leaving. We've got a vilification of law enforcement from our politicians, from our media. And so law enforcement officers, they're either leaving the profession or they're engaging in what we call depolicing,
right,
where they're not really getting involved until they absolutely have to.
Exercise company Peloton is voluntarily recalling its Tread and Tread Plus treadmills over safety concerns. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero-tolerance approach to poor behavior. Unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines. The Biden administration is planning to crack down on elected officials who attempt to legislate against the aims of the LGBT movement at the state level. The new information coming from Alfonso David, head of the Human Rights Campaign, America's most powerful LGBT organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.